huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Stop managing time. Stop trying to manage time. You cannot manage time. Time is time. We all have the same amount of time. In fact, I'd argue time is managing you. You are not beating time. Time is beating you. All you can manage is yourself, your emotions, your energy, your priority, your productivity. You can manage those, but you cannot manage time. So, because we all have time, stop saying, I don't have time. Because you do. You have the same as a billionaire or a zero-er. The reality is you have time, but you don't have priority, awareness of your values, planning, and organization. They are the things you don't have. You know, if you're running late and you say, sorry, I'm late, I was stuck in traffic. No, you were late because you didn't set off early enough. So I think if we can rethink time, then you can get a better leverage of it. You can get better income from it. You can get a better handle of it. You can have more freedom of it. And I think one of the key areas here is compartmentalization of your diary. So I wrote a book called Routine Equals Results, which is a short, practical, and actionable book, which helps you clear your overwhelm and mass and mess of whatever you're doing all day, every day, and reacting to everyone else's emergencies and, you know, being a victim of WhatsApp and your phone and emails. You clear all of that and you put in 15, 30 minute chunks all through the day. First, your key life areas, the things that are most important to you in your life. Then your key result areas, the areas of biggest focus and priority that will make the biggest difference in your business, your empire, your lifestyle, whatever your goals are. Then you put in your income generating tasks, sales, marketing, training, building your personal and your business brand, etc. And then you follow that in a formulaic way. My book is called Routine Equals Results. There's someone called Jocko Willink who says discipline equals freedom. This is a paradox, but I agree with this. When you decide and you desire to be an entrepreneur, you probably have this: I want to be free. I want to do what I want, when I want, where I want. I don't want anyone telling me what to do. But the problem with that is there's no responsibility. There's no accountability. And therefore, you're left to manage these 12 or 16 hours when you're awake. Now, when you're in the military or when you're in a job, you are told when to start, when to break, when to finish, when to start again, when to clock in, when to clock out. And that actually has an upside benefit of creating routine and creating habit and creating accountability. And you can end up losing all of that when you just have this big void and gulf of time, which is why compartmentalizing your diary and creating the routine to create the results So your key life areas, your key result areas, your income generating tasks. That's why it is vital. Therefore, then you manage yourself. You manage your diary. You manage your tasks and priorities. Because remember, you can't manage time. The next thing then is you need to isolate yourself from distractions. Because you've got enough time in a day to get your KLAs and KRAs and IGTs done and dusted. But then you get a phone call and it takes you away from the important task. Then half an hour later, you've got to do another phone call and then you get chased on WhatsApp and then you're checking all your inboxes and before you know it, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you haven't done any of your most important tasks for the day. So isolating yourself from distractions, doing some good deep work, whether it's the Pomodoro, 30 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 30 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 30 minutes on, 5 minutes off technique, or whether you go into deep flow, Robin Sharma says max 5 hours a day, however you completely get focused on the one job at hand, do it. Because there's this fallacy of multitasking. I do believe you can leverage. I do believe you can get multiple things done at once, but I don't believe that you can physically do it. Okay, you might be able to go to the gym and listen to an audio program. So audio versus travel and walking and gym, you probably can. But other than that, important focus, deep work, you can only do one thing at a time. And of course, you've got to order and priority what's the first most important, the second most important, the third most important, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some discipline that's needed here. Now, discipline, defined to me by Brian Tracy, is doing what you know you need to do, even when you don't feel like it. So are you creating environments of discipline in your life where there's a little bit of short-term pain, even if it's just an hour, for the long-term gain? Or are you reacting according to your emotions and you're not managing them properly? Oh, I feel like doing this. Oh, I think I've got to do this. Oh, I'm dragged over here. Oh, I better go over here. And then all of a sudden, you haven't got your own work done. And then your emotions get worse and worse and worse and it compounds. So master your emotions, master your life. Remember, not your time. You can manage your life, but you can't manage time. So I think there's a great question that you can ask yourself over and over and over. You could ask yourself this 20 times a day. What's the single best use of my time? What's the single best use of my time? Is this my highest priority that I should be doing now? Does this task negate the need for the others? Or is this the most important in my life or the most important in my business or the most important for my happiness and balance and wellness or the most important that can make me the most amount of money? Stop multitasking. Stop task jumping. Start leveraging and then managing. And then doing my little leverage, manage, do process. Most people are thinking, oh man, I've got so much to do. How can I get it done? I've got to get it done. I've got to do it. Oh, I haven't got time to do it. So get a few tasks that come in. Okay, a PA could do that task. A VA could do that task. Someone could just help you with your inbox. I've just given my PA login to my email inbox. We've got about 5 email addresses for me. But my one main one is getting busier and busier and busier as my levels of busyness go up. So she's going to be managing that. I have help now on my WhatsApp. People are helping me manage my Facebook messages because I'm getting hundreds of these a day. And is it a best use of my time to answer 3/4 of those? No. Is it a good use of my time to answer 1/4 of those? Yes. So if I can get those quarter filtered that are important, then that's a very good use of my time. But multitasking and going from inbox to inbox to inbox to inbox, oh man, that is stressful. That is going to send you insane. So you can own your day. You can own your hour. You can own your 15-minute chunk of time, but you can't own time. Time owns you. Time is time. You get these urges of distraction, of ease, of comfort, of a magpie desire. Oh, that looks fun. That looks interesting. That looks new. Those urges are dangerous. You know what you've got to do. You know what you've got to do. And sometimes when people tell you what you've got to do, you're like, well, I know that already. So why aren't you doing it? To know and not to do is not to know. So you get urges of comfort, urges of procrastination, urges of letting yourself off the hook, urges of other people's emergencies and problems, urgencies of how people perceive you and the need to please others. These urges have just all got to be pushed away. And the best way to do that is by routine equals results with a clear compartmentalized diary. You run that diary for 30 to 60 days. It becomes an unconscious habit and you just know what you've got to do. I get up at 5 a.m. and I know what I've got to do till 3 p.m. And then even after, even in family, I know what's got to be done when, exactly when we have dinner, exactly when I play with the kids. I know because it's a habit now. One thing I want to warn you about is the curse of active procrastination. So active procrastination. Oh, tidy my desk. Oh, look at it. Doesn't it look good? I've spent an hour tidying my desk. Oh, clean my inbox. Delete, 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 delete. Oh, look, my inbox looks clean. And you're doing all of this apparent work. You feel, ah, it's good. I've been busy today. And you have got nothing important done. All you've done is pretended to work, but actively procrastinated back to the comfort, back to the letting yourself off the hook, back to the easy, the lack of priority, etc. Beware of that, because that's a curse. The reason that's a curse is you convince yourself that you're working hard. Because let me ask you this question. Who's the easiest person to lie to? Yourself. You are the easiest person to lie to. You are the easiest person to tell yourself the story, to make yourself an excuse, to say it'll be okay, to say I'll do it tomorrow. Mañana, tomorrow never comes. So, to finish off, it's all about responsibility, ownership, accountability. Responsibility, ownership, accountability. Now, you can get that from other people, PAs, VAs, outsourcers, partners, mentors, people that keep you account, being on my supporter program and having lots of other supporters, being in Facebook groups and active communities and meetups. You can get accountability from a lot of places. In fact, I would say is you getting your stuff done is easier when you get accountability from others because you can't lie to them, especially if you're paying them. Well, you can try, but they'll call you out on your bullshit. So stop managing time and start managing your life. I love you. You're awesome. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.